at my door. Come on, baby. Baby, not you, baby. Say no, but any minor day.
Grips Abauleni as junkies terrorize community. 15 boreholes installed in Kanyama's Munkolo ward since 2021. In African news, Mali defense minister killed as country hit by wave of rebel attacks. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Lusaka's Baoleni compound have raised concern over the growing problem of criminal gangs, commonly referred to as junkies, who are reportedly terrorizing the community. The residents say they are now living in fear as the suspects have become increasingly bored, carrying out thefts even during daytime. They disclose that junkies are now stealing various household items, including food being prepared outside on braziers, a situation that has left many feeling unsafe in their own homes. The residents have since called on the police to intensify patrols in the area in order to restore order and ensure the safety of the community. Meanwhile, another resident only identified as Mr. Kalua has alleged that some police officers may be contributing to the persistence of the problem. Mr. Kalula claims that certain officers are working with the suspects, who are often released shortly after being apprehended by members of the public, a situation he says is encouraging criminal behavior.
I mean, uresanga kwa mairongo wa yako ulomu anatalimu so na wabe ni nabakwata nchanti kusha abu umu valivu mbila nabani alichalo tuwe ikara monachi stenshi
nachasya
nachasya kwa nanga wabu ikatati yu ni janku ino wini kumu wala kukashina mtimo imbeshi ukwa abu kulima kilasu inesile ere ndo kwa wabu ikata mwambo funa londo ya wabu ikata yole ya kuma ilo wasanga na wabu futu ule wini mwamu mfati ewi vilena wakantwa wamu ikata futu wamu fumi the result wawa na wena na chivafi na mboku la muna fe kumu ikata wamu fumia kumu ikata wamu fumia kusana waveresha nungu veresha.
And Mr. Kaluwa has further urged the parents and guardians are to closely monitor their children's associations, noting that some youths are being influenced by peer pressure to join criminal groups despite coming from stable homes.
These days, I am telling you, in the Africa for 20 hours. Limbikunchendeshimbina 20 hours, nishi...
Guaira sana.
It's very risky. But, wana, watualawa sunga shani. Because some of these children, panoponderanda, pano, wale fumunumayanda yesu. Mama unaoponderanda, wale fumunumayanda yesu. Awa, anawa, obo tuwe fiala numba. Wemu ino alika, lila no mutende, oro alika, lila ukuleka, lafebu ino huino. Le loko ba mkusangwa, awa nao wangara nao, eva nao wabaleva mbukisha, misangweshi wingeshi. Mtu wadawa fya tumwa nuku mtu wala paliwa nino wawa fya shiwa. Kumuna wawa fya shiwa kwa opo baika, awa chindama, awa ikalabu ino huji. Le romu anari chitenshi, alisanguka.
Monkolo Ward Councillor Ivan Sakaliko of Lusaka's Kanyama constituency says that 15 boreholes have been installed in the area since 2021. Mr. Kaliko says the projects were community driven and implemented based on proposals from residents. Speaking in an interview with Common Ready News, Mr. Kaliko explained that the water projects were carried out through partnerships with the community and have been distributed across the ward. He added that the ward is now shifting focus towards establishing standard solar-powered piped water systems to further improve access to clean and reliable water.
You know, we are not just doing things our fathers, you know. We are doing things based on what we are, the feedback that we are getting from the people. So, in terms of water, we've drilled over 15 boreholes using community partnerships. They are dotted around the followers. And we've now migrated from the general borehole, those in Kikutu. We want now to get into the solar borehole, water pipe borehole. And that is what we've started doing. We've already requested for two from the council using the CD.
Some parents in Lusaka have called on fellow parents to allow their children to participate in programs that promote their personal growth and help them advocate for their rights. Speaking to Kombon Radio News during the Miss Girl Child Zambia 2026 pageant, organized by Young Talent Foundation Zambia, one parent said the initiative is helping build confidence, courage, and self-worth in children. She explained that since joining the program, her child has become more confident, focused on school, and eager to take part in activities that support personal development.
During the thing that has happened, because ever since my child started, you know, this program with the rehearsals and all that, she has been molded to a person who recognizes herself and, you know, her self-confidence has been great.
Meanwhile, Foundation founder Ruth Musakarantu says the organization is committed to fighting violence against children, early pregnancies, and sexual abuse. She added that the program promotes inclusivity and is encouraging both girls and boys, including those from underserved communities, to participate.
We thought that made me realize that there are a lot of children out there that feel the same. So I said, this shouldn't be happening. Hence, coming up with Young Talent Foundation Zambia, that actually gives these kids and the youth also a chance to realize the potential. income, and also advocate for issues that are affecting them, such as drugs, love of child, sexual abuse, any form of violence against children.